Had some chances, couldn't get it done. Again, they made some plays at the end. That gave them a chance to win the game, obviously. But they, like I said, we had our shot. One thing, again, I'll say about these guys, they ain't going to quit. They're going to keep playing, and we'll keep working at it. Had some injuries, some tough ones. Emmanuel Ogbah has a has a broken foot. So, obviously, he's going to miss some significant time. Jamie Meter has an ankle. We'll know more about that tomorrow. He'll get an MRI on that one. And then Sammy Coates has a knee. So we'll find out more about that tomorrow as well. But those were the injured guys. But again, one thing, like I told our guys a second ago, is, you know, only the people that can fix this is us in the room. So we got to continue to play better. Can't turn the ball over. We get opportunities. We got to nail them. You know, we got to make plays. We got to make catches. Got to make blocks. All those good things. I give credit to Jacksonville. They came in here and they played a little bit better than we did, and they won the game. So that's where we are.
You had committed earlier in the week to running the football in these kind of conditions.
It's right.
Close game into the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
When all of a sudden Don Isaiah has 11 carries.
Yeah, we wasn't running the ball very well neither. So we need to do what we need to do to try to win the game, you know. I don't disagree with that. I think those guys, be first to tell you, we wasn't doing that very well neither. So it wasn't like we wasn't trying. We kept attempting to. It just wasn't happening there or in the pass game. So it was what it was.
How much of a setback for Kaiser is this? Three big turnovers there with the game in the balance?
Well, obviously, you know, we didn't want those things to happen. You know, but again, I'll watch the tape. But Deshaun's going to start a quarterback next week. There's no question about that. Again, we just got to continue to get better, continue to work at it. Again, he's got to make those plays when they're there. He knows that. Got to take care of the ball better. So we just got to keep working at it.
Dude, they came in with the most sacks in the league.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see out of your pass protection?
It wasn't as good as I thought it could be. You know, again, they're good. They're as good as advertised. They have some good rushers. And I don't care if it was quick game or intermediate game or deep game. They can get after you up front. So we got to continue to get better. I think there's some things we can do better to help. And we just got to continue, like I say, to keep working at this thing. It's not easy. I think we all get that. But we got to find a way.
Duke Johnson limped off a couple of times late. Was he limited early and throughout the first three quarters?
No, I don't think he was limited. Mm-mm. No, he was, you know, he played. He was in there going, you know. We just didn't have a lot of opportunities in the first couple quarters, to be honest with you.
Was he hurt again trying to recover in the end zone?
Yeah, it's just the same shoulder that he's had, you know, so nothing. I think Duke could be fine.
Coach, when you stand up here after this many losses and tell us you've got to get better, you've got to keep working at it, it's falling on deaf ears.
I can't. I get that. But no, I'm not out of answers, because it is about getting better. We're coaching a young football team. This is not a veteran-laden football team. This is a young team. So you're going to have those ups and downs. You're going to have those, it looks pretty good, and then it falls back. It looks pretty good. It's who you're playing against. You know, you're playing against a very talented team. Those warts are going to show every now and then. So, no, I'm not. I don't feel the way you do. I get it. I don't think it's on deaf ears. I know it to our players is not. I know to the people that are in that locker room it's not, because they see it, you know. But again, we got to find a way to do it better. And again, the players have to do it better. We got to coach it better, all that. I mean, we're all in this together. It's not them, me. It's everybody. We just got to do it better. But it's my responsibility.
On Kaiser's second interception, is that for Higgins or for Coleman? Like they're both in.
I think he was trying to throw it to Rashard. And I think the ball just kind of took off on him to his left.
How did the weather factor into the way you called the game?
Early, it was a huge factor. You know, try to be smart doing things. The wind was blowing pretty good, and then all of a sudden everything was pretty calm. Then we had the snow come in, and it disappears. So we tried to play the elements as well. But at the same time, I don't think it affected anything out there. I thought, you know, again, I just think we have to play better.
On the strip sacks, do you put those more on the protection than you do on Deshaun, or is it the collective?
I think it's a collective deal, you know, because I got to, again, I want to see the tape because I want to make sure we're not too deep. You know, it's all kind of things you got to look at there. So, again, it's a unit issue. You know, again, turnovers have been our Achilles heel all year. So, in these kind of games, you got to find a way not to turn it over. So, it gives you a chance to win.
The first pick, obviously, Kaiser whistled the ball down the middle pretty good, obviously to the wrong place. You know, what's he seeing on a play like
that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
That first interception where it was hard over the middle and it's
I just think the linebacker didn't buy it. I don't think he's seen the guy who didn't take the fake, went the other way, and he let one go. You know, I'm sure he wished he had it back. Didn't see it. You know, very obvious he didn't.
So definitively, you stated already that you'll start Deshaun next year. Mm-hmm. What's kind of your mindset with that?
Well, I think where we are right now, I need to continue to see him. You know, let's let him play. Let's let him play this thing out. As long as he's healthy, let's keep putting him out there. So I want to walk away from this season knowing exactly what Deshaun Kizer is top to bottom. You know, and I think he deserves that. And, again, I know this is all tough for him. You know, again, week in and week out, it's the consistency he's got to keep chasing. So we just got to keep working at it.
Can you definitively know if, you know, he doesn't have the supporting cast around that he might need to succeed?
Well, I think, you know, as hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll continue to get better in some of these areas, you know. I mean, there's a chance for Josh to be back, you know. So I think, you know, there's going to be a hopefully an uptick there. I think Corey showed that he came back and did some good things today. So I think we got to keep growing as an offensive football team.
Hugh, when you say this is a young football team, not a veteran-laden team, I mean, the fact is that. Do you think that's the collective attitude of the organization that –
No, I'm not speaking for everybody. I'm more speaking for myself, the coaching staff, and our players. You know, I just think when we, you know, the question I was asked earlier, you know, these things fall on deaf ears. You know, when you keep saying, "Hugh, we got to keep getting better," but I think that's what young players do. I think they play a little inconsistent. They play good, and then all of a sudden there's a fall off every now and then. I think we've all seen it. We're playing a lot of young guys, and they got to make these plays in these tough games. You know, this is not easy. And so, again, I'm not trying to take up for them. This is a sport they pick. This is pro football. But they got to be at their best all the time. And sometimes that's just a lot to ask for a young player.
Do you still see those signs in Deshaun that make you think, yeah, he can be the guy?
Oh, no question. I mean, after the first interception, the guy, I mean, you got it takes heart to keep coming back in there and throw a huge touchdown to Duke. You know, a drive after that. I mean, that's what it is. That's the way this game is. And I think he'll only get better if he'll keep taking that mindset and playing. You know, the guy didn't blink, you know, at the end, and he was getting knocked around pretty good. So that's something to build on for him.
And then what can you say about how the defense just kept hanging in there?
That's what they do. Our defense is tough. They play, you know. But this is a team sport, you know. But that's what I expect from our defense. I expect more from our offense. I expect more from our special teams. And that's what it is. That's pro football. That's the way it works. You know, sometimes this unit is not playing as well. The other team's got a unit got to keep playing good. That's the way it works.
Hugh, it's a weather game the way this one was. How frustrating was it the first two possessions you guys had?
Great field position. Oh, I was at the game too. Yeah, I know it's very frustrating. I mean, because I think we had some plays that were there and we didn't make them. You know, thought we dropped some balls and some key situations that could have kept some drives going. So that is frustrating. So again, we wasn't able to make it happen. I mean, the first third down, I mean, I can see Deshaun's about to take off and the guy just grabs it by his jersey. I mean, he's going to run for 20 yards. That's going to lead to a score, in my opinion, but it doesn't. You know, they make the play. We don't. That's football.
Does Corey's performance today, though, give you a glimpse of, you know, what this could be like?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because he walked back in there and made plays. You know, sometimes, you know, because of strategy, we have to do certain things right-handed, you know, to protect a little bit better from their rushers. So early in the first half, we really couldn't get the ball over. In the first quarter, we couldn't get it over there to him based on some things we were doing. And then we were. I just, you know, said, forget it. Let's flip it. And we did it, you know. And so, again, it ignited us a little bit, start making some plays. And we just got to continue to do that as we go out through the rest of the season.
Getting back to that first interception, this is kind of a window into Kizer's thought process,
mm-hmm.
and what he's seeing as a rookie. I mean, what did he probably see? You called the pass. You called it, I assume, the pass over.
Yeah, I did. So I think he made the fake. And as he made, I think as he, go ahead. Why didn't he see the linebacker? Because normally I think what he saw was the other linebacker that was first going past going past Corey, which that guy did. But you got to make sure you have wide vision and see the next linebacker. That linebacker normally you think will buy the fake and end up working strong. He went weak. So he's got to see that guy. And he knows that. That's something he's got to work through.
These losses continue to be devastating to you, or have you resigned to the fact that I'm trying to coach up a young team, and we're going to have to do the best that we can.
Mary Kay, I'm never going to take losing okay. You know, I'm trying to win. This locker room is trying to win. These players are trying to win. I think the sport is too tough, too violent. And we ask a lot of these guys to walk in here and say we're just coaching up a football team. I don't look at it that way. We're honestly trying to win. There's nobody that walks in there. If you watch our football team play, they're fighting their tails off. They're trying to win. And I've said before, I mean, I'm not going back off the statement. We got to play almost a perfect game to have an opportunity to do that. And what I mean by that, no turnovers. You know, fundamentally, we got to do everything right, you know, to have a chance. I mean, this team is in games. This team's are hanging around games. Defense is playing good. Offense will make a play here or there. We just don't make enough NFL plays to win the game. And that's what we have to do, and we got to do that better.